Hello, hello. It's Caden Broadhurst here with the Poolsville Young Life Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to listen to our fifth podcast of the year. Today, it's Wednesday, February 12th. We've got a club talk this afternoon, night, evening, whatever you want to call it, 7:30 tonight, 7:28 actually. It's at the Essers tonight. We're going to be doing some fun games. I wasn't sure if I was up for a Young Life tonight, so we're doing a pizza night kind of thing, but I've still got a pretty nice club talk, so I figured I'd put it on. This is going to be the third one of a series, an untold series, unbeknownst to me and you guys. But 2 weeks ago, we talked about the rich young ruler and how sometimes you're going to have to give up what you want to be able to get something even more important. And we don't always know the plan for it. We don't always know what God has in store for us or what we need to do. But sometimes it's not going to be easy. And we're going to have to do things we don't want to. And sometimes we're going to have to do things that we don't know that we're going to have to do. And things might happen to us that we don't know are going to happen to us. And last week, we followed up with that with a good example of Joseph. He had a lot of crazy stuff happen to him, a lot of crazy stuff that a lot of normal people don't go through. And yet he didn't get discouraged. He didn't get upset, or so it doesn't tell us. He just went with it because he knew that God had a plan. He was given special abilities and talents that helped him to be able to get to where he was in the end, but he kept getting curveballed by things he couldn't control and didn't have any power over. And yet he trusted God, and God gave it a happy ending for him. Now, we all know there's not always a happy ending for everybody, but if we're able to follow Jesus, we know that no matter what, in the very end, we're going to have a happy ending, living with him an everlasting life in heaven. And so today we're going to go do our third episode of this series, probably the last one, unless somehow I'm able to pull a fourth episode out of thin air. But today it's going to be kind of short. I wasn't planning on doing anything, but I've got something good. So we're going to be in Philippians, but before I get into there, I'm going to tell you a story. Yesterday morning, pretty recent, I was in a car accident, and my car isn't normally in any accidents. I'm a pretty safe driver, at least I consider that I am. I'm a very cautious driver. I have a lot of experience. I drive a lot, and I haven't been in a lot of accidents before. Maybe one or two, a couple fender benders here and there, but nothing really major. And this wasn't that major either, but it was kind of scary, as most accidents are. And so I'm driving home from the gym. I had just got groceries at Walmart, and I was coming home, and there's a really windy road next to my grocery store slash gym that I go to. And it was raining, and it's been raining here in Poolsville for about a week. A couple days where we've had dry, but everything's basically been wet for a long time. And when everything's wet, it hasn't been raining hardcore, it's just been kind of drizzling here and there. So you get a nice layer of water and mud and grease and oil on the road, and it makes it really, really slick. And since it's been raining for so long, I've kind of gotten used to the rain. I haven't really been more cautious than I usually am driving, and that was a problem today. I was driving around these windy turns. I was going a little bit above the speed limit, which I probably should have been going under because it was raining and slick. And I'm going around a turn, and I start to fishtail. I feel the back of my car going out towards the right. I'm turning left. The back of my car goes out to the right, and kind of like a drift. And I've drifted before in the snow. I enjoy that kind of stuff. So I played into it to make sure that I wouldn't lose control completely, and I started drifting. And at this point, I'm drifting really, really far, way too far. And I think that I have it under control, not intentionally, completely accidental. I didn't start it. I didn't try and get into this point. But I'm turning and I'm fishtailing and my heart's beating really fast. And Kenzie's in the seat next to me, our other leader. And we're kind of worried at this point. And I see another car in the other lane in oncoming traffic. So I couldn't just hold the turn and wait for us to stop. I had to bring us back around to going straight. And I brought us back around, but I overcorrected too far. And we fishtailed the other direction, spun out at a 180, and hit the curb on the right side of the street, which is now on my left because we're now looking backwards. Hit the curb, popped up onto it. Front tire goes up onto it. We spin back around so that we're about a regular to about 45 degree angle on the road. Not on the curb anymore, but I can tell something's seriously wrong. I start the car back up because we stalled out in the accident and I drove into a parking lot. We get out, back left tire and wheel completely destroyed. It's as if you were looking at the front wheel and it's turned all the way to the right and pushed into the fender wall. So I call AAA, get the tow truck out there. 2 or 3 hours later, I've got the car in the garage. Horrible, horrible. Tons of stuff is bent that shouldn't be. Tons of things are snapped that shouldn't be. It's going to be a lot of money, a lot of time to replace. But the funny thing was, nowhere at the time period was I just angry. I wasn't mad about anything that happened. And I love my car. I love working on cars. I really enjoy keeping my car nice. And yet, I didn't get upset. I didn't get rageful. I didn't get wrathful. I didn't get angry. I was frustrated with the situation, obviously. But even that, I wasn't overly frustrated. I was just, okay, this is unfortunate. I wasn't planning on this happening today. This is unfortunate. But the thing is, it's in the past now. Once it happens, there's no reason to worry about it anymore because there's nothing you can do about it. At that point in time, we just have to push forward and get through it. And there's nothing really we can do about it afterwards. No matter how many times you play through it in your head, no matter how many times I go through and say, oh, if I just not overcorrected, or oh, if I was just going a little slower, oh, if I just blah, 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 blah. None of that's really going to help in this situation now. So the only thing I can do is make light of it and continue on and hope that it's not that bad, or hope that it's blah, 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 hope that it's whatever. I have to get on with my life. And a lot of people go through a lot of things and it's not fun. And yet, all the time we have to be thinking, God's got the plan. And in a situation like this, it's not crazy. It's not a life-threatening, it is a life-threatening situation. Accidents are very life-threatening. But it wasn't a life-threatening situation for me. I didn't feel like, oh, God has the plan. I've got the plan. It's going to be fine. This isn't something that God needs to interfere with. But in all things, God has a plan. I'm going to read from you in Philippians, just a short story about what Paul is writing to the church in Philippi. And he talks a lot. I'm just going to read a short passage with a little bit of this end spot that we're going to be important about. So we're going to start around the middle here. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or that I am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. I know this isn't a fun story. It's not something that we're going to read and be like, oh, that was so cool that that happened. He's just giving advice. But it's pretty good advice if you read about it, if you really get into it. In the beginning, he talks about how nothing that is in life, nothing materialistic, nothing about the law or rules is important to him. He's only concerned with the faith in Christ Jesus. And this is a little bit iffy for me because I think that it's not just about faith. We have to act upon our faith. We have to have faith in Christ Jesus that he died for us and rose again. And we have to try not to sin, but we also have to do things to be able to share our faith with others and to expand the word and to be kind to each other. So it's a little bit of faith and works. But he's trying to get across that in the Old Testament, at this time period, everyone's focused on laws and rules. Everyone wants people to do the right thing. And not very many people are thinking about just having faith. Have faith in it. So he's bringing it away from just having laws and bringing it a little more towards the faith side. And he goes down and he gets through this and he says, I may know him and power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. He has so much faith in Jesus Christ that he wants to be like him. He wants to share in his death. He wants to be able to do something in the same way Jesus Christ is. And he is empowered by this. He wrote tons of letters. He spoke to a lot of people. He ended up getting persecuted for his faith. He wants to be like Jesus, and he's telling us to do the same. We want to attain the resurrection from the dead. And he also says he's not perfect. He hasn't already obtained this, and no one's perfect. No one's already obtained this. The only thing that we can do, that he says, is have faith and press on because Jesus Christ has made his own. He's chosen the people. He's made us his own. He calls us. He's given us a calling, and we're to follow it the best we can. And that calling, in this little part here that I'm trying to focus on, is forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to lies ahead, that we may press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus. We're supposed to forget everything in the past and move on and obtain something in the future and in the present. That's what we should be focusing on. not some car accident in the past. I know Valentine's Day is coming up. Don't focus on some ex, some girlfriend or boyfriend that you used to have, and don't focus on the things you could have done. Go out there and obtain your calling that Jesus Christ. Spread kindness, spread love. Don't worry about all of these materialistic things in the world, because these are going to go away. These aren't going to be forever. But what's going to be forever is Jesus Christ's love. And the more we can do to be able to obtain that love and to share that love with others, the better off we'll be and the happier we'll be in life. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. This was episode 5 of the Pools of a Young Life podcast. I hope you liked it and enjoyed. Please give us a like, subscribe if you can so you can get notified when we update any more episodes in the future. And I believe our next episode will be next week on Wednesday, as always. Thanks, guys. Have a wonderful week.